Welcome to the City Current Radio Show, focused on sharing and powering the good in our community. This show takes an in-depth look at the heartbeat of the Mid-South, the organizations and individuals leading by example to fuel change, and how we can make a difference. Now, here's your host, City Current President Jeremy Park.
Welcome to the City Current Radio Show. I'm your host, Jeremy Park. This weekend, we get to cover Dave and Buster's moving to Memphis. So exciting news. We also have Palmer Home for Children is going to come up later on in the program. We also have Sacred Heart Southern Missions as well. Those are all later on in the program. But we're going to kick it off talking about Dave and Buster's. We have the general manager, Chris Bruno, all the way from Boston, moving here to Memphis. How are you doing, Chris?
Doing great, Jeremy. Love the weather. Good to be here.
Absolutely. It's a little bit warmer, although right now this week it's been a little chaotic with all the snow and ice, and we've had to rearrange things even on this radio show a couple times, so thanks for being flexible. But welcome to Memphis, and I know your wife is from this area, so it's not necessarily like a new venture for you, but kind of coming back to roots a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, I got married here 5 years ago, so it's kind of like a second home anyway. You know, we really, I love the area, the people, and, you know, we're really excited to bring our family to your family.
Absolutely. So let's talk about Dave and Buster's. I think for those who haven't been, it's an amazing, you know, family friendly. We were talking about off mic about my kids. You know, we love going, all the video games, the food, drinks. I mean, it's a really fun atmosphere, obviously for adults, but also for kids. And so you've got games, you've got food, you've got drinks, you've got fun. When you talk about Dave and Buster's and you're out there and, you know, you're kind of explaining what Dave and Buster's is, tell listeners how you explain Dave and Buster's.
Well, I mean, really, it's an entertainment mecca, right? I mean, we cater to all groups, to, you know, families, to, you know, adults, to social events, you know, a lot of private parties as well. You know, this particular store is going to be 43,000 square feet. You know, so we're going to have, you know, up to over 200 games, you know, the latest chef-crafted menu, great cocktails. And you know, it's really going to cater to a large crowd. So we're really excited to be in the area.
Give us an idea. Let's start with the menu, because you do have a full service restaurant, and the cool thing about it is you guys are very clever in the way that you kind of package everything together. So in other words, you can go in there, you can eat, you can get the cards, and there's discounts on that. So in other words, you can tie in a meal with the cards, and you can eat while your kids are playing games and go out there and play games and shuffle back and forth. And so it's a really cool way that you kind of structured everything together. But let's start with the menu. Talk about, you know, some of your favorite items on the menu. Give us a kind of a little bit of a teaser, if you will, between the appetizers and the entrees and even some of the desserts.
Yeah, we have a lot of shareable plates, because we do a lot of large groups to, you know, like I said, families coming in, but we have you know, we have loaded tots, we have a triple bacon burger, we have, you know, entrees to, you know, seafood and steak dishes as well. And you know, I think we have a lot of cool apps too. So we have a dish called Fives All Around, or All Fives. And you can get, you know, you have five pieces of each appetizer. So you get in a quesadilla, pretzel dogs, loaded tots.
Yes, I mean, you know, when you look at the appetizers and go from the apps, then go to some of your favorite entrees.
I think my favorite dish is definitely the campfire chicken. Got a nice little spicy fried chicken with, you know, mashed potatoes and green beans. It used to be called the Nashville chicken, but we recently converted to a campfire sauce. So it's definitely one of my more favorite dishes. And you can tell maybe by, you know, my recent weight, the loaded tots are definitely one of my favorites as well. So it's kind of hard to stay away from the fried foods, but, you know, we have such an array of dishes that, you know, certainly I'm a big tots and fried chicken guy.
Well, I was about to say, it's a little tough, I guess, when you're the general manager and you get to spend a lot of time there. And so it's like you have to taste the food, so it's all right there for you.
Yeah, we got a great program where the managers get involved every day, and we're, you know, we make a dish, we make a drink, we get involved with the staff just to, you know, engage with them too. But it keeps us fresh and hungry, so, you know, we always get a chance to, you know, make one of those great dishes every day as well.
Very cool. So for the 21 and up crowd, obviously you've got all sorts of drinks. Yeah, when you talk about the drinks, the cocktails, you've got a full menu there, beers, I mean, the whole nine yards. Walk us through, especially for this Memphis location, give me some of the kind of highlights on the drink side.
Sure. You know, just on the beer side, I mean, when I got down here, I did a little bit of research on, I want to get local craft involved. So once you know, Memphis Made and Wiseacre and Ghost River.
Very cool.
So I want to make sure I had a good local selection as well. So, of course, you know, when I did my little competitive analysis and going to some of these places, it just seemed like that was the hot thing. And I mean, the beers taste great, and we got some great local support too. So on the beer end, that's, you know, pretty important. Plus our mainstays of, you know, Bud and Bud Light and Coors, right, and everything else. On the cocktail side, it's really cool. We have And of course, we're all about the fun, right? So we have adult snow cones, we have strawberry margaritas with you know, flavored cubes, and we have Prosecco-ritas and Corona-ritas with, you know, splits that go into the cocktail, and some are frozen, some are on the rocks, but everything is, you know, so colorful and fun that, you know, I think that's what really makes our bar program really special.
And so, as I alluded to, before we talk about all the games and that fun side, is talk about how you kind of partner everything up, because I think it is really clever, like I said, the way you have the drinks and the food, but then you can get the power cards and all of it kind of ties together. So kind of walk us through how that works and some of those tie-ins together, which make it very unique.
Yeah, well, one of the great deals we have is it's called the Eat and Play Combo. So, of course, any guest has the right to you can come in and buy a card, but we really encourage that you you know, you sit down and dine, and you can get any of our classic entrees or apps and combine a power card with it, where you're going to save anywhere from $3 to $5 on the overall card. So, you know, you might get a burger and a $20 combo, which $19.99, but if you buy it separate, it could be anywhere from $25 to $26. So any given day of the week, we're going to have, you know, any of these cool eat and play combos. And of course, our most popular day being Wednesday, where all the games are half off. So if a game normally might cost you 6 chips to play, it's going to cost 3 chips on a Wednesday. So that's, again, a very popular promotion day for us.
Very cool. So yeah, definitely Wednesdays, half off Wednesdays. I love that. So carry that forward now to the game. So the games, you have the power card. That's what everything kind of tracks off of. So you insert the power card, or you swipe it, and that tells you how much you have left, and that allows you to play all the games. So you load up the power card either with the meal or, you know, on its own, and you take the power card and you play all the video games. And to your point, you know, half off Wednesdays, so you can play double on Wednesdays. But talk about some of the games, because, I mean, we were talking about even off mic that we were just in Nashville and we were out there at the Dave & Buster's out there. And, you know, you've got amazing games. And so some of these are almost like virtual reality where you're stepping in and you're a part of Star Wars and you get to fly the X-Wing through the caves and all the stuff, shooting the TIE fighters. And you've got the air hockey and you've got skee ball and you've got basketball. I mean, you've got when you talk about the square footage you have, but it's a ton of play space and it's fun for literally all ages.
Yeah, I think you nailed it, because Star Wars Battle Pod is one of my favorite games.
It's awesome.
But of course, we also have you know, your classic. You got skee ball, you have super shot, and in some of our basketball games, we do gear locally. So you're going to see the Grizzlies logos. We got some Memphis Tigers.
That's
stuff.
Cool.
So I want to give a little local flavor on that as well. But yeah, we have all the latest and greatest games. So even when I did a walk of the store the other day, there's about 7 new games that I haven't even played yet since I left the Boston area. So we're constantly refreshing the brand and the games and everything, and, you know, keeping it as new and relevant as possible.
And also, too, for those that love doing the tickets and obviously walking away with a stuffed animal or all sorts of goodies, you have a great kind of store, if you will, where when you're playing all the games, you have the ones where you spin and it goes around and it gets you tickets and you can try to knock the coins off. And you have a ton of ones where you can gain the tickets. But you have a really cool store that, once again, the kids and adults love, because you've got great items in there that you can use for the tickets.
Yeah, and I think I say over 60% of our games are prize or redemption related. And you know, you can walk away with something as small as a candy or as large as an Xbox or PlayStation. And again, just like with our refreshing of the games, every quarter, you know, those prizes are going to get updated and make them more relevant. But just a great array of everything from candy and plush to electronics. You can really walk away with something cool for everybody.
So we've talked obviously a lot about what's in the store. Talk about, you know, where Dave & Buster's is geographically, so people have an idea of just kind of where Dave & Buster's is.
Sure. We're at just across from the Wolf Chase Galleria, which is the Commons at Wolf Creek, off Germantown Parkway. It's at the old Sports Authority location in the Target and Best Buy Mall. You know, the location is amazing. Some great traffic up there. And like I said, the building is about 43,000 square feet and opens on Monday, February 12th to the public.
So there you go. Monday, February 12th is the grand opening. So Monday, February 12th is right across from Wolf Chase Mall there, you know, kind of out in that area north of, what is it, north of 40. Wolf. What is it again? The Wolf Chase Commons? Is that the Commons at Wolf Chase?
Commons at Wolf Chase, yeah.
Yep, so I got to get all the correct verbiage right. But give us an idea. So right now, for those that, you know, when you talk about this being an entertainment center, all the games, the food, the drinks, the whole nine yards, obviously staffing plays a role in this as well. You're knee-deep in that as well. So talk about kind of the hiring side of what you're going through right now. And for those that are interested, saying, hey, I'd love to work at Dave & Buster's, how do they get on your radar screen?
Yeah, you know, we're knee deep in staffing, and our people are really important. We have a great culture at Dave & Buster's, and you know, it's something we really embody every day, right? So we try to show that in our hiring site. If you come down to the Hilton Garden Inn on IKEA Way, you're gonna see we have music playing. We have our culture pillars up. We have candy. We're playing bag toss. You know, when you walk in, you know it's a fun environment right off the bat. You know, we've already had over 3,000 applicants.
Wow.
Come through in the past couple of weeks. I've been at it just since after New Year's. And out of that batch, you know, we're looking for about 230 team members that are going to fill everything from bar and servers, kitchen, back of the house, maintenance, game techs. I mean, there's just a wide array of careers and hourly positions available. You know, a big thing for us is promoting from within. So, you know, when we tell these candidates that 30-35% of our hourly team members do work their way up to management. So it's a nice little perk that we have, you know, in our development program and everything. But, yeah, the turnout's been amazing. To have over 3,000 applicants has been, you know, it's been nice to have that kind of pool of talent to pick from, for sure.
Absolutely. So grand opening, February 12th, hiring right now. You're in that process, like you said, looking for a wide variety of different positions, which is awesome. And, you know, when you talk about the food, the drinks, the games, you also have the ability to, and you kind of alluded to it earlier, a lot of group of corporate events. So talk about that side as you get really rolling with this and the doors are open. You know, how can obviously families enjoy it, couples can enjoy it, dates, friends, I mean, the whole nine yards. But talk about how companies can kind of plug in as well.
Sure. With such a great facility, and we talk about the square footage of 43,000, you know, we can accommodate groups of over 1,000 to 1,200 people to occupy entire space. And we even have four banquet rooms that can be broken down into smaller events as well. So, you know, where we are pretty heavy on, you know, the corporate and adult social side, of course, we do a lot of kids parties as well. So, you know, it offers something for, you know, the entire family, kids and their friends, up to, let's say, you know, FedEx wants to rent the entire building out for, you know, a holiday party or whatever.
Sure.
It may be. We can accommodate just about any group.
So talk about the fun side on this show is community involvement, philanthropy. So I know that that's another kind of pillar, if you will, for Dave & Buster's overall is getting involved. And as you kind of alluded to, I mean, already coming in, doing the research, but, you know, working with local breweries, looking, you know, to tie in kind of that local element as much as possible, supporting local business. So already just on that side alone, you kind of see the intent, the focus. But talk about overall the importance of giving back, of being, you know, involved here in the community.
Sure. Yeah. And I try to do as much networking as possible and see what, you know, what's relevant and important in the area. And something that Dave & Buster's really is proud of is our relationship with Make-A-Wish. And I can say that since 2012, we raised over $5 million for Make-A-Wish. And every location gets really behind it and supports it. You know, the team members are great. And I think what's really special is to be a GM in that store, is any manager or employee, really, when you get to see some of those wishes come through. You know, I hosted a couple in the Boston area, just really really special to see. And I, you know, I have some friends that work with Make-A-Wish too, and, you know, I work with celebrities and sports players and everything, and it's just a really cool program to be a part of.
Very cool. Well, so as you alluded to, Monday, February 12th, that's the big day, the grand opening. So everyone has a chance to start enjoying the 43,000 square feet, which is, you know, amazing. But you talk about entertainment center taking full advantage of the games, the food, the drinks, the whole nine yards. Talk about where we can go online or contact in, or, you know, what's the easy way, the easy access points to learn more and to reach out.
Yeah, right now, DaveAndBusters.com. And, you know, just select the Tennessee region, and you can follow the links to everything Memphis-related. You know, everything from our menus to hours of operation to how to apply for a job or even book a private event. Everything is available online, as well as our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter as well.
Perfect. Well, Chris, once again, welcome to Memphis. You and your family, we're proud and excited to have you here, and definitely looking forward to enjoying many, many, many fun times, especially for our family. Like I said, we're avid supporters, and my brother is too. And so the whole nine yards, you'll see us a lot there at Dave & Buster's. So
looking forward to
thanks for coming on the show.
Can't wait to host you and your family as well.
Lipscomb & Pitts Insurance is proud to power the City Current Radio Show. Our mission at Lipscomb & Pitts Insurance is to protect your business, employees, and family while enriching and impacting our community. As the Mid-South's largest privately held insurance agency, Lipscomb and Pitts worked with over 200 different insurance providers offering commercial, employee benefits, and personal insurance. If you're looking for a relationship based on performance, call 321-1000 or visit lpinsurance.com.